Would you know what to do if you suspect someone has ingested a poison? March 16th through the 22nd is National Poison Prevention Week, and I spoke with the Director for Community Outreach for the Tennessee Poison Control Center, Josephine Darwin. Over the 15 years that you've been involved in working with poison control centers, have you seen a change in what has become kind of the poison du jour?
Well, yes. In Tennessee, about 5 years ago, poisoning was about the fifth leading cause of injury death in Tennessee. This year, it is number one, and it's the number one leading cause of injury death in Tennessee, surpassing motor vehicle accidents, drownings, gunshot wounds, everything. And that's primarily due to the rise in prescription drug misuse and abuse.
It's awful easy to get a prescription for painkillers or other things because I think doctors are a little afraid not to give you something that will ease you.
In Tennessee, the average number of prescriptions per capita is 17.3. The national average is 12. So in Tennessee, we have a lot of prescriptions written for every person.
Now, when someone accidentally ingests something or perhaps finds their child next to a half-empty bottle of pills, they call the poison control hotline. What is that number?
Yes, the number is 1-800-222-1222. And one thing, Rabbit, I want to emphasize is that you should not wait for symptoms. If you think that someone has been poisoned, you should call the poison center immediately.
Let's do a little scenario. I've called the poison center. I'm in a panic because my child won't wake up. I don't know what they've ingested, but it could be anything. What would you do or what would happen next?
Well, if your child is unconscious, you should call 911. I mean, if someone's unconscious, if someone's not breathing, you should immediately call 911. If you think someone has been poisoned, but they are, you know, lucid, then you should call the poison center immediately. And you will get on the phone a registered nurse, pharmacist, or physician who is an expert at poison management. And these are full-time staff of the poison center. These are not volunteers. A lot of people have the misconception that these are just people who volunteer. And you have to be an expert in poisoning to answer our phones. And then all of the calls are totally free of charge. They're very fast, immediate help, and they're confidential. And in about 80% of the time, we will be able to tell the person on the phone something to do, some first aid treatment advice to keep them at home so that they don't have to go to the hospital and they don't have to go to a physician's office. So that's really a great benefit of the poison center. We provide peace of mind, we save lives, but we also save a lot of money. Because I don't know if you've ever sat in an emergency room, but you would be probably in for a long wait. And most of the time, we can manage the emergency at home under the monitoring of the poison specialist.
Almost every cleaning agent, a lot of bottles of just about anything, comes with warnings on it about whether or not it's poisonous, do not ingest, you know, seek help immediately if it gets in your eyes, things like this. A lot of things you do not want to induce vomiting to get rid of. What happens then?
The American Academy of Pediatrics and Tennessee Poison Center do not recommend that anyone have syrup of Epicat, which used to be something that pediatricians recommended, but no longer. You should not have that even in your house. You should not induce vomiting. You should not do anything except call the poison center. They have the most up-to-date information on the best treatment for any particular type of poisoning, and they will tell you what to do. So a person should not do anything but call the poison center.
And does it have to be an emergency for someone to call?
Oh, no. You can call if you just have a question about poisonings. If you're wondering if one type of medicine might interact with another medicine, if you're wondering just about anything about poisons, our specialist will be able to answer your question.
In this day and age, most marketing of products If it's poisonous, it has a childproof cap on it. They make it much harder for children to access poisoning. But are children still the most likely people to be harmed by poisons?
Well, one thing about the childproof caps, they really are not childproof. They're child resistant. But they do help keep children out of the medicines if people use them. I mean, you know, we have a lot of kids who get poisoned because the parents don't put the caps on the medicines because they're hard to open up. Children are the most likely poison victims. About 58% of our calls are for the poisoning of children, but teens and young adults are the most likely deaths from poisoning. So we really try to emphasize poison prevention, not only for, you know, parents of young children, but for teens and older adults. We have a lot of calls from older adults who mix up their medications, who aren't sure of what they're taking, things like that.
March 16th through the 22nd, that's National Poison Prevention Week. So if you had to sit down and go through a checklist of poison prevention activities for any household, what would they include?
Well, the number one thing would be to have the number for the poison center in your cell phone. That's something, you know, we have a lot of people who say, oh, I have the magnet with the poison control number on my fridge, but you're usually not by your fridge when a poisoning happens. But everybody seems to have a cell phone these days, so we want you to program the 1-800-222-1222 number in your cell phone. Then if you have poisonous products, which everybody does around the house, if you ever have children who are coming into your house, you want to make sure that those are in high locked cabinets. One reason why children are poisoned a lot is a lot of things like household cleaners look like things children like to eat or drink. Also, you know, a lot of household cleaners have pictures of berries or some type of fruit, lemon, you know, lots of them have lemon on the front of the containers, and children are tricked. It's the same color as lemonade or Kool-Aid, and they'll drink it thinking that it's something they like to drink. So we really like to emphasize that if you have children, you need to educate them to ask first before they eat or drink anything.
Where can I get more information about poison prevention?
Well, you can go to our website, and that is www.tnpoisoncenter.org. One place that a lot of people are going for more information is just the general internet, and we like to tell everyone that the internet is not the most reliable place for medical information. So if you have a question about poisoning, you can look at our website. You can call the Poison Center. All the calls are totally free of charge. Or if you would like to have materials for your home, phone stickers, magnets, you can call the Poison Center and request poison prevention materials also, free of charge.
The Tennessee Poison Center, which is in Nashville, mm-hmm. is the state's only poison control center. And should I feel confident knowing I'm calling Nashville instead of a local person?
A poison control center has to be based at a major medical facility because we have board-certified physician toxicologists who oversee the poison center. We are a program at Vanderbilt University Medical Center here in Nashville. But the state of Tennessee has designated Tennessee Poison Center as the state's poison center. There's usually one poison center for every 5 million people. There are 57 poison centers in the U.S., and we're the one for Tennessee. We serve every single county in Tennessee. We know the capabilities of every single hospital in Tennessee, and most of the physicians in Hamilton County, I would say, know about the poison center, especially the emergency medicine ones, and call the poison center. The most important thing is to have our number in a resident's cell phone and to call the poison center at the first suspicion of any type of poisoning.
That includes a teenager's drug overdose or things like that, as long as you said, they're not unconscious.
Right. Call us. And then if we feel like the person should go to an emergency room, then we will tell you that you should go to the emergency room, and then our poison specialist will follow the patient at the emergency room.
Store medications well out of reach of young children. Educate children to always ask before putting anything in their mouth, and program the Poison Control Center's phone number into your cell phone in case you ever need to call. That number for the Poison Control Center is 1-800-222-1222. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.